The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
It's true. You look on Instagram or something and you can have FOMO real quick.
Uh-huh.
Am I missing out on something? Should I go to that thing? What if I miss out? And I realized FOMO, fear of missing out, it's like the first problem with Adam and Eve.
Oh my goodness, isn't it? That's a great point.
You should do this. You want in on this.
Yeah.
You got to have this.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, no, you're not. Can you hear?
And they had everything.
Right.
They had everything.
And still.
Yes.
Well, this could add something to it. No, stop it.
Good point.
Can you ever be content? So I've been batching it, and I'm pretty cool with that. Bacheloring it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine. It's good clarification.
Sorry, I didn't understand.
By the way, you should know if you're listening to the show, you're new to it. Sherry has no idea what I'm going to be talking about beforehand. There's no scripting. This is all ad lib or whatever.
That was legitimate confusion that you heard, guys.
And that's great because that probably reflects confusion that other people have, and I need to know that.
Okay, so you've been bacheloring. Yeah.
Which I'm fine with for about 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
But I miss my wife. She gets home soon, but she's visiting our son.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it does force me to create new recipes.
Yes.
So I invented one, which is really good. It's called cold broccoli slaw in a mug.
Yes.
And I eat it over the sink.
Mm-hmm.
But that way I don't get any other... I just use my... mug that I would use for other stuff, and I pour the cold broccoli slaw in there, and just
now, if I may,
if it falls out, like while I'm putting it,
it goes directly in the sink.
Yes, that's fine.
So you took a picture of that.
Yeah,
I had not seen it. It was on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
A friend of mine actually screenshot it and sent it to me. The picture came up, and then the next text said, "Go help your brother." So the word is out.
This poor man. He needs help. No, I like it. It's a good recipe. It's so easy to forget, but this is such an awesome thing that you can do, and I can do. Encourage people. Mm-hmm. People are starved for it. They need it. It matters to them. It blows me away. Think about all the professional athletes right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about this. Mm-hmm. Like, they've got enough, you'd think, enough motive. Let's see, I'm making $14 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get better stats. We want to win. But there's no crowd. There's not much of a crowd. And they're like, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It helps them to have people physically there cheering them on.
Rooting them on.
Takes them to the next level of performance.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it. I mean, you'd think it wouldn't matter to them. It does.
Mm-hmm.
It matters to everybody. So having somebody, we're all starved for this. So this is something we can do for people. Thanks for listening. If you are new to the show, please know I am a shock jock. I try to get that up front. I'm one of those shock jocks you hear about, everybody buzzes about, and they're like, wow, that guy, did you hear what he said? I'm rated G.
Yes.
So I can occupy a different kind of space.
That's true.
But I will shock you.
Uh-huh.
And this is something you can buzz about with people. All right.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Mm-hmm.
The Titanic, right?
Yes.
Okay, big ship. I read about this today.
Yes.
It was obviously moving over liquid water.
Mm-hmm.
It was powered by water vapor, steam engine.
Yeah.
So it was moving over liquid water, powered by water vapor, and was sunk by frozen water. So that's... Hang on a second here. That's pretty weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm shocked.
Liquid, steam, all forms.
During this difficult time, during this year, I don't know that... ships.
Okay. All right, well.
Facts about sinking ships, actually.
But that's why it's so shocking.
Okay,
can you believe that guy had the nerve?
Why in the world would he bring that up?
Why did he do that? Like, we'll take it. I'll take that. It's a Monday tradition. If you're new to the show, join us for this. This is a mood lifter every time for me and for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about a banjo that just, what can you say?
Lifts you up.
You can't, how can you be angry and mad?
Well, you can.
Still can, but I'm
but
not.
But it's harder.
I'm not. Sing along with Scott Osavali, David Crowder, man. I wonder if so aimless life it was sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Everybody sing. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light.
darkness and clouds covered me. I had no idea where the way I'd be. Then came the sunrise and rolled back the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
Everybody sing, I saw the light.
I saw the light, I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
There. Thank you for participating in our Monday tradition with David Crowder Band. Yeah, I've been kind of blowing it lately with the praying. I was in this good groove with praying, like going for, but then it got out of the schedule, travel, all that stuff. So just fell apart. So I'm getting back into it.
Same thing happened to me.
Did it really?
With my reading, I had been, because we had like kind of a schedule, you've been kind of semi-quarantined, you have the schedule, and when the schedule breaks up, then there's a real intentionality that has to happen, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah, it really is about our schedule.
Yeah.
So I've noticed too, my perspective is off. I don't trust my perspective. I don't see people in the right light, I think. I could just tell it's a little off, and I was reading somebody else say, just coincidentally, like, for me to love people, I can't not pray. I have to, or I won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
And I just thought, man, that is so right. I learned that lesson again. Well, this is kind of sad, but they say Monday is the day you feel the ugliest if you're a woman.
I'm sorry, it's not.
It's terrible. I started by saying this is kind of sad, and you started laughing within 0.7 seconds. The irony of it.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to see it myself. Is it Monday? And you know what?
That's
it
too
might
bad.
Be. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know when the. I guess you feel your best later on.
Like a Friday.
Because you
or
don't
something.
Feel too hot on Sundays either.
Yeah,
but,
Sunday. Okay.
Okay, but.
I think Thursday's a good day.
You should just choose my approach.
Which is?
Well, I'm just trying to be helpful.
Okay.
I choose to be incredible. 24/7.
Okay.
And so I find that is helpful.
I just want to tell you it's not.
So it's not. Okay. All right. Well, everybody has an opinion. We have an awesome podcast sponsor, Fellowship Home Loans. They're fantastic to talk to if you're interested at all with refinancing or getting a mortgage. It's a great time to look into this. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. Or just go to fellowshiphomeloans.com. We were just talking about the difference it makes between having active prayer in your life versus not. Like, I just blew it the last couple of weeks. Honestly, I've just fallen totally out of my normal daily habits. And so it's messed me up a little bit, my perspective and stuff. You were saying the same thing.
It was the exact same thing for me. And I had to readjust myself because it's amazing the change that it makes.
Yeah.
And then when I fall out of routine, I mean, it sounds like such a churchy thing, but it's so true.
It's true.
I can see the difference.
You know what? There's a bit of scripture, and it's in Joshua, and I just heard this, but I was like, yeah, there you go. So God is talking to him and saying, be strong and courageous. Like, you're taking over now. You're going to be the leader, whatever. But he said, I'll see if I can find it, because I wrote it. I found it. Here we go. He actually said, keep the book of the law always on your lips.
Yeah.
Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. He's telling him you're going to be the leader. Like, you'll be prosperous, but you got to be meditating on this stuff. Your mind's got to be in the right space. And then he says, be strong and courageous, because I'm going to be with you. And I was thinking, as weird as the days ahead could get for all of us, like, be strong and courageous, nothing to worry. He's with us, but we need to be meditating, putting our minds on the right stuff. A lot of sports going on. I mean, a lot of sports going on right now. All the sports.
Oh, my goodness.
They really are.
This sheer, number of sports.
At once. Okay, so I am doing fantasy football.
Oh, you did decide to do that.
Yeah, I'm getting some criticism from other coaches in my league.
Why? Because you're not doing it.
They don't like my style.
You don't do anything. You set up your players, and then you walk away from the league.
No, I don't even know who's on my team. I haven't looked at my roster. It did an auto draft. But that's, as coach,
yes,
if my style is
ignore the players.
Not even, don't even look at the players. Don't even
who are we to say?
Ignore them. Don't know what your schedule is, sure. who you're playing mm-hmm. or whatever. That's my.
Everyone has their process.
That's my process as a coach. Years ago, I read this book called Who Switched the Price Tags. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all about, because the author was saying when he was a kid, I guess this was way back, he's an older guy, but like they went into some little store and they would switch price tags and they'd kind of stand back and watch people get confused or like get a total bargain on this this thing with that, you know, this candy bar cost $57. So, but he was like, that's our culture. Mm. We don't know what to value and what not to value. Like some things are worth a ton, but we think they're not worth anything. And some things we think are the inverse, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that's so true. Think about power. Like, gotta have power. Did Jesus say that? Mm. I mean, Jesus, if I'm taking his point of view, he's saying, no, you value being a servant.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. And we're still struggling with that. We still, and he could not have made that more clear. And we are still struggling with that. What do we value? Growing up, listen to the radio. They'd always have like the guy be like, guess what? It's National Apple Strudel Day. So everybody's going to have some apple strudel.
Yeah, okay.
They always talk like that.
Yes, yes.
I never wanted to talk like that. And I never wanted to do National Whatever Days because I think there's some cabal at the UN or whatever they decide you're going
to
do.
Why?
This.
To what end, Brant? To what end
to
would they be doing
around. That? It's tyrannical. So yesterday was Southern Food Heritage Day. I always do the opposite.
Southern Food Heritage Day.
Okay, don't start thinking about it.
Okay.
The point is, I did not observe it because I don't do it. So I always do the opposite.
What were you doing?
So I found the most northern culture I could in,
ate that food.
Chukotka, Russia.
Okay.
And studied their diet. So I had caribou meat, marine animals. I had meat products or fish eaten with local plants.
Sure.
Including berries and seaweed. Often dipped into seal oil or melted caribou fat. And it wasn't great.
Yeah, didn't enjoy it. But
I'm like,
they're not going to tell you what to do.
Tell me what to do. Southern, nope, I'm going to the North Pole.
Caribou.
If you lined up 100 guys, 70 or 80 of them, if you observed them for like a week, I guess, 70 or 80 of them would be needy. Mm. This is what this author said. I've been reading this book by Larry Crabb, which is great. Highly recommend. It's called The Silence of Adam. Like, I'm writing a book about masculinity.
Mm-hmm.
I almost don't want to. You should just read his book instead. It's really good. Mm. And but he talked about how a lot of us guys are really, really needy when you get right down to it. And it's the need for affirmation.
I was going to say, what is the need?
Yeah, it's like the need to constantly be, you know, just always need, like, absorb, like, I don't know how else to put it, but needy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about not being that way anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And the good news is you don't have to be that way. But it's not just going to be flipping a switch going, I'm just not going to be needy anymore. Mm-hmm. Like there's a lot going on there. But the way is to just start obeying Jesus in different areas, and he will change you. So you start blessing people who curse you. You start encouraging people. You start forgiving people.
Gosh, that's refreshing. If
20% that's what this psychologist was saying. Like there's this deep neediness that's very difficult to fill until you change. But the cool thing is there is change, and we do change, and it's by doing the stuff that Jesus told us to do. It really does make a difference. Tell you what, if you got a friend who comes up with great ideas, you need to support that friend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I came up with an idea for a business. I come up with a lot of business ideas.
Yes, you do. A lot of business ideas.
One of them is called the fromage cottage. Okay,
that
literally
means,
French, as being cottage cheese,
yes,
all right?
Yes,
so I thought a bunch of restaurants, like kiosks and malls that are called the fromage cottage, just with cottage cheeses. Here's another story. I mean, yeah, people laughed. You're still laughing about it. People laughed, questioned it. Here's a study. It says, it is the perfect late night snack. Perfect. Cottage cheese should be your snack of choice. You get 30 grams of protein, and that should help you. Like, it's a perfect. So this is going to catch on, and all the people who mocked my fromage cottage idea are not going to be allowed.
I don't know how many people
on my private jet.
Oh, because of the
because Sherry would be, as we're taking off, taxiing, she would be watching us lift off into the air going, I wish I would not have laughed at that.
Fromage cottage.
Time to put somebody into the Hall of Awesome.
All right.
We've been highlighting people who don't always get highlighted, especially during the whole COVID thing. Mm-hmm. Like, people doing some awesome stuff out there. Don't get the headlines. But how about Howdy Homemade, which is an ice cream shop in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And they only employ people with special needs.
Oh, okay.
Problem is, like, a lot of small, you know, not big chain restaurants or shops, like, they just hit financial skids.
Yeah.
So people have been donating money. They just got a $50,000 grant to hire people. And online, people now have donated over $100,000 to help keep that place open.
Amazing.
That only employs people with special needs.
That's amazing.
Pretty sweet. Putting them in the Hall of Awesome. Hey, question. Have you ever turned down an awesome gift that somebody was giving you? I mean, just said, nah, I mean, something really cool.
That I can remember.
I can't think of ever doing it. I mean, I might at first, like, no, you don't have to, but I was absolutely taking it. You know what I'm saying?
It's just polite to say no. But give it here.
All right. So, geez, we've talked about this before, but it's so relevant right now with election season and everything. And just, Jesus offered a gift. He said, I don't give you like the world gives. So it's not going to be a new car or back in the day, a new donkey, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you my peace. Do you want to turn that down? Because people aren't at peace. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about in their own hearts, like their own minds.
This is everybody across the political spectrum. No
peace. And there's people invested on all the spectrum, too, and making sure that you're not at peace, that you're always like, okay, so do I want to choose that? If I do, I'm saying, thanks for the offer, Jesus. Sounds great, but I'd rather have this.
Mm-hmm.
Or I spend more time with him, actually read his words, maybe commit some to memory, think about him, pursue him and the stuff I'm doing and thinking, hang out with people that talk about him.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm accepting this gift right now because nobody else is getting it. Huge idea on the show, and I'm excited about this. I'm going to get a groundswell started.
Yeah,
I hope it started. It's for what I call hashtag double Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is let's cancel Halloween.
Yeah.
We don't need that right now.
No. It adds nothing to the national conversation.
No, we don't need just, and then we replace it. So you can be like, well, that'd be a drag. No. An extra Christmas.
Yes.
And then it's a retail boost.
Mm-hmm. You want this so badly.
I feel like this is one of those ideas that takes off.
Yeah.
And then people start, hashtagging.
Sure.
And it's just like,
ideally.
Grows well out of my control.
Right.
But then people like, hey, he's the guy that started it. And then the news crews come in and they start talking about the radio host.
Oh, you've painted such a picture, Brant.
And then all of that
starts. I know that's what you want. That's why I'm dreading your next question.
So, Has there been any kind of groundswell that you've noticed from anybody on your social channels?
I'm so sorry.
No?
No.
Oh.
I saw one person said something. They were like, hey, they didn't hashtag, but.
I think Rob emailed and said he thought it was a good idea. He's not going to do it, but he thought it was a good idea.
That's two people.
But he said he's not going to do it, so that's half of the people don't even want to do it.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.